Hey, beautiful. Today, what's heavy on my heart? Okay, I look out the window, and first of all, there's a squirrel sitting on the power line eating something. But the first thing I saw was leaves blowing off of a tree, and it kind of stopped now. A couple are still falling, but I just feel like release, like with that, seeing that just now. Releasing, allowing things to fall, allowing not being scared to fall, you know, and to not worry about where you're gonna land or who's gonna catch you or anything like that. But what I initially came on here to say was allow yourself to be vulnerable with the people around you, with the right people. I'm reading currently, Finding Your People. And it's just been opening my eyes to like community and how I've been kind of like shut away from people. I've always been the person that people can come to talk to share the laughs with, to like come to for advice. But I've never been that person to like reach out to other people or to invite people in on my life or like tell them what I'm going through or how I'm feeling at the moment. I've always been the person to work through my problems or my situations or my challenges by myself and then maybe talk about it. Heavy on the maybe. And this morning, I was just really emotional, and I said, you know, I've been wanting this community. I've been reading this book. I've been asking for a community. I've been praying for a community and people and friendships and just amazing relationships with people. And so now's my chance. I was in the kitchen, and my mom came in there, and we were talking about something. And then I said, this is my chance to open up. This is my chance to let someone in, to be vulnerable, to build a closer bond, a relationship. And I opened up and it felt so good. Like, it felt so good to have somebody like have live feedback, you know, to express my thoughts and my feelings and have them be received in the moment that I'm feeling them. You know, I was watching XO Michaela's vlog, kind of vlog, was it yesterday? And she mentioned how she was starting a band because she loves the idea of like more than one person's brain coming together, mind coming together, and just like brainstorming and coming up with ideas. And that kind of just reminded me of that because there's only so much self-reflection that you can do before it gets too like biased. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever do a reading for yourself and you like your gut telling you something that the card meaning, but you really like, we're gonna go with this instead. You don't want to really want to face the truth, or you can see what you want to see in yourself, or you can ignore what you want to ignore in yourself. But when you have other people talking to you, when you letting other people in, when you're getting other people's perspectives and their opinions on what you're going through, you're able to look at it from a different angle and you're able to see like, okay, especially when you can't really quite figure out if you're doing something a certain way. Like I asked my mom, well, I was telling her like I was feeling like maybe I'm compartmentalizing my feelings, and I was thinking about that like last night. Like, is that what I'm doing? Because I'm, yeah, like I don't go day to day sad, or I don't I allow myself to feel my feelings, but I don't feel them like the sad or the anger or the hurt. I don't feel it as often as I used to. I don't sit in them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I sit with them, but I don't sit in them. I'm not going to stay there the whole time. I'm going to feel it. I'm going to, I was going to say analyze, but kind of analyze. Yeah. Like, I want to understand them. I want to know why I'm feeling that way. And I want to do something with my feelings. So I'll write a poem, or I'll write a song, or I'll like visualize, or I'll try to transmute them into something and not just ignoring them or like dumping them, because I used to just dump my feelings off. And I wrote a poem called Junkyard, but I used to just dump them, dump off traumatic events, dump off things that really affected me and not deal with them. But yeah, I was talking to her about that and I got her opinion on that. And I was like, I just want to make sure that I'm not compartmentalizing my feelings and that I'm dealing with my feelings in a healthy way. Because like, I have those moments where I just get really emotional about something, but I think that's okay. And having another person to talk to about that kind of allowed me to see it better. It validated, it gave me confirmation, gave me the feedback that I needed. So yeah, I've been really craving community, and I've been really craving intimate connection and relationships, friendships, stronger bonds with family, and just the right people in life to basically do life with. And this book, I'm so excited to review it. I already have a video kind of recorded when I, from the first chapter, because it was just like eye-opening immediately. And I'll probably post that. I'll post that somewhere along the line. I just have to edit it a little bit. But, excuse me. But we need each other. We need each other. As much as we've been programmed and we've been in the, I want to say, ideology of independence, of I don't need no friends, of people are scary. As much as we've been in that energy, we need to get out of it, because we really do need each other. We really do need each other. We're built for that. And that's what she was saying in this book that I'm reading. We were literally created to have relationships. We were created to be here together. We were created to connect, to talk, to laugh, to cry. And yes, sometimes people hurt us, but like she said in there, some of the best parts of life involve other people, and some of the worst parts of life involve other people too. But it's like that balance of that good and bad. It's that nothing is ever going to be like picture perfect. You know what I'm saying? So we can't let the negatives or the part that hurts us the most dictate our whole view and our whole, what's the word I'm looking for when you like, not initiative, but we can't let that affect our entire relationships with people, how we approach relationships, how we look at people. You know, we can't let those bad times outweigh the good, because if we think about it, yeah, there's been some bad times, but all of the good times that we've had involving other people, all of the conversations we've had, all of the laughs, all of the just everything that involved another person is so much greater than the things that didn't. Or no, not the things that didn't, but so much greater than the times where other people have hurt us or we've been sad from other people. And once we really change our narrative and our belief around other people, we'll be, we'll be able to bring in more positive experiences. Because if we walk around believing that people are bad, oh, I hate people, people scare me, people never mean me no good, people only do me wrong. If we continue to believe that, we continue to tell ourselves that story, that is what's going to play out in front of us. That is literally the storyline that we're choosing to live in. Right, she's agreeing with me. My niece is agreeing with me. We need each other. And I'm just so excited. Like, when I tell you, I felt so good after, even during, just opening up about what I was feeling. Because in the past, like, I can literally have tears in my eyes. Somebody asks me, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I'm good. Nothing. I'm all right. I'm fine. Or I don't want to talk about it. Because for some reason, I thought it was better for me to deal with my things on my own. You know, I didn't want to be vulnerable. I didn't want to be open. I didn't want to get real. But we have to. We have to open up. We have to be real. We have to be really real. You know, we have to allow ourselves to feel, and we have to lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I need to listen to that song. I'm going to add it to my library and listen to this after I finish recording that song. But yeah, we need people. And you know, I've always been like, people always come to me when they need help or when they need advice or when they need somebody to lean on. But who do I have? And it wasn't even that I don't have people or that I didn't have people around me that I could lean on. It's just, I didn't take the initiative. So like, how can I even be upset or like acting like the victim when I'm the one who's, I'm the villain, you know? Like, how can I act like nobody wants to help me when I never open my mouth to ask for help or when I never bring nobody into my life? Like, how? So, I feel so much better even after just releasing this out of here. And I'm so excited for the community that is being cultivated online and in the physical. And I'm just so excited. I've recently created a sunroom, and that's where like most of my community is going to be. That's where we're going to talk about the real. That's where we're going to get intimate. That's where we're going to be vulnerable with one another. That's where we're going to open up with one another, and where we're going to have discussions and chats and check-ins and just make sure that we got each other. So if you feel called, if you feel like that aligns with you, go check out the sunroom. I'll leave the link in the description. And also YouTube, here on YouTube, I'm excited for this community. We've recently reached 1,000 reflections on YouTube, and it's so exciting. So I'm really excited to really talk and really build and share and be vulnerable and relate, because we need each other. So those are my intentions with sunroom and YouTube. And that's another thing that Michaela, she was talking about her intentions with her YouTube channel, and I realized like I really need to write out and really think 444. I saw 1212 too, but really write out and think about what my intentions are with YouTube. What do I want to cultivate from this space? Who do I want to reach? What do I want to gain? Who do I want to do with this platform here? Because it's rapidly growing and I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to mingle and to chat and to really connect. with my reflections, with you, my reflection. So yeah, let's see. I want to start doing like a leave a comment thing. So the question, what is one of the main reasons that you feel like you need community? What do you need people for? Okay. I love you. I'll call you back.